in the military, there is a lot of training that goes on. And most people know about obstacle courses, but most people don't know that there are two types of obstacle courses in the military that train you. For the first one, everyone knows. It's physical. It takes strength, agility, and speed. You go over hurdles, you climb up walls, you cover distances at a speed, and at the end, whoever comes through the obstacles quickest wins. That's the obstacle course most people know. But the second obstacle course, especially for officer training, is an obstacle course that has little to do with brawn. Has everything to do with brains and cooperation. For example, they can give you a wall, give you a rope, a stick, and then you have three or four people in your team. Your job is to get over the wall. And these obstacles are constructed in such a way that you can't do it alone. You have to communicate. You have to inspire. You have to think, how can I overcome this obstacle course? And then each team is graded on the cooperation and, of course, the time. An individual cannot win this type of obstacle course. Only a team can. And they are ingeniously done. This reminds us, why do we have icons behind us? Why isn't there just one icon, a mirror, where everyone can look at themselves? Because we are a team. We are a community. In Greek, the word church, kirke, tserkva, means hromadzhenia. It means a community, a team that works together. The apostles worked together. When one fell, the other person helped them out. So today, when we have the parable of the Good Samaritan, a lot of people focus on the fact that one person helped another. But in the church, it's not just one person. It's a community. It's a group. Whoever is weakest among you must be the strength of those people who need it. Whoever is strongest must help. But everyone does what they can according to their weaknesses and according to their strengths. So today, a short meditation, remind ourselves, there is no such thing as private sin. There is no such thing as private virtue. Everything we do affects the other person because everything we do affects us. And we, in turn, affect our families, affect the church, affect the community and the country. Do not belittle yourself by thinking you are in this alone. And so when you need help, someone hopefully will step in to help you. And when you see another person having help, then think of that. There's a beautiful line in the Good Samaritan parable. He looked upon the person that was hurt and had mercy on him. He had a little tinge in his heart that said, this is a brother and a sister just like me. Let me reach out to them. So thank you for being on the Christian theme, on the Christian team. Never think you will live a Christian life alone. You should always look upon your brothers and sisters as resources to help you get through this obstacle course of life. Slava Isusu Christu! Amen.